A single story of His infinite glory, captured through divine discourses, music, bhajans, and through Vedas, talk shows, interviews, panel discussion, and study circles. All brought to you live from the epicenter of our times, Prashanthi Nilayam, India, Radio Sai Thursday Live.
Salam dear listeners, and welcome to Outside Inside Deep Inside. Welcome to Prashanthi Nilayam. Welcome to the most happening place on the planet. Today is 18th of Jan 2018. The sports meet season in Prashanthi Nilayam just got over all the boys after having a hectic 15 days of heightened activity on the sports field as well as on the cultural stage are now back to their books, preparing for their examinations. On January 11th, you had this fantastic show of gymnastics, stunts, acrobatics, daredevilry, physical and mental dexterity. It was an extravaganza of what mind and metal and muscle can do. And after that, from Jan 12th to 15th, you had every single day a beautiful cultural presentation in the Sai Kulwant Hall. And you had students participating from all the campuses. And I'm someone who's always very curious to know the stories behind the scenes. How does all this happen? And how does it happen so beautifully year after year? And I was fortunate to have in the studios one of the people who has been there spearheading these activities and also working behind the scenes, Dr. Ravi Kumar, the warden of the Brindavan campus. So he was in the studio sharing his moments of joy and learning from the current sports meet, as well as taking us through the scintillating saga of sports meet right from the time it began in the early 1980s. So that is what I'll be playing for you now in this episode of Outside Inside Deep Inside, straight from the studios of Radio Sai.
Embodiments of love.
Shantini lopala unnadi kani bayate ledu.
Peace is within, not outside.
Outside no peace, only pieces.
So here is the story of how the sports meet has been an exciting endeavor. It's not just exciting, it's exciting. There is Sai all over the place, all over every item that the students present to Bhagwan. There is Sai in the beginning, the middle, the end of every activity, every endeavor of the sports and cultural meet. And we have Dr. Ravi Kumar sharing his moments, his experiences, and what he has watched, the way Bhagwan orchestrates this beautiful sports and cultural extravaganza. Sai Ram, dear Ravi Kumar sir, and welcome to Outside Inside Deep Inside.
Sai Ram, Vishu, it's such a pleasure to be here.
So the sports meet has just concluded, and we had such a fantastic performance by the Brindavan campus, and you as a warden of the hostel must really be so proud of the boys and so happy that you were able to offer something to Bhagwan this year too, 2018. I think the 2018 for Brindavan campus has begun well, isn't it, sir?
Excellently. Every opportunity to offer something to Bhagwan is a blessing. And so the year begins for us with the sports meet that way.
And we had such lovely items, the new item, the bubble wrap.
Zorbonauts, they call themselves.
Oh, okay. I think that was a very entertaining plus...
innovative.
Yeah, innovative. Very beautiful it was. I think it captured everyone's attention. I think that was very beautiful. I think boys, every year come up with something so fantastic, isn't it? I mean, yes. There are the teachers, but the students...
It's the boys' ideas,
yes.
Their creativity, and the freshness of their ideas.
Yes,
know?
Yes.
And their deep desire to offer something to Swami, which is new.
Hmm. Wow. Amazing.
When you look at the list of items we have performed over the years, I mean all the campuses.
Yes.
I think there's hardly anything left.
In the world of entertainment sports and adventure sports,
yes,
anything that
yes.
can be done in Prashanthi Nilayam,
yes.
that is doable is done already.
Yeah. The only thing maybe water sport is left. But being in Rayalaseema, I think there's no chance
for us to do water sports. Yeah. Wow. Amazing. I mean, from otherwise fire, earth, sky, everything else has been done.
Everything has been done.
Fantastic. Well, sir, I mean, you know, I was watching the sports meet, this is a thought that was coming to me again and again, that how Bhagwan started this tradition so many years ago. I mean, you're someone who has been there with Bhagwan and lived in his close proximity as a student and as a faculty member for more than 40 years now. One of those very, very rare blessings that Bhagwan has conferred and on a very few individuals. And as I was reflecting, I thought, so marvelous it is when you think about how Bhagwan set the tradition for so many years, and year after year boys continue to perform, and every year it was, you know, something that was at the same level or a notch higher than the previous year.
It was always a notch higher.
Always a notch higher, mm-hmm. Yes. And of course, with time, then you had cultural events being added up. Now it is sports as well as a completely sports and completely cultural event. And you have a fantastic drama by the Vrindavan boys, which just happened. And you have the sports. And you have every part of the blossoming of a student's personality, a human personality happening. And I thought, how so beautifully Bhagwan set it. I mean, he set the system. And now, even... so many years after Bhagwan leaving his physical form, everything is, as you said, not at the same level. It is still going one notch higher every year.
Yes.
I mean, isn't it so, what should I say? I'm not getting the words. I mean, it's so marvelous, really.
Yes.
So moving also.
Yeah, moving.
When you think about how Bhagwan set it and now it's continuing at the same level. It's almost as if Bhagwan is there and everything is happening with that same enthusiasm, same zeal, and the same quality.
I agree with you totally, Bishu. Because he is the Lord Creator, he set the world in motion and it's continuing. So there's nothing for him.
There's nothing for him, true.
But when we remember that he is a Supreme Lord, I mean, it's not surprising. But I have been a witness to the starting of this entire thing.
Mm.
And when I tell you, you will really laugh the way it started.
Is it?
You know, it was in the early 80s. I remember we used to have the sports meet. There was a small pendal put up.
Mm-hmm.
That was to the west of the higher secondary school. And in that pendal, Swami was sitting in the front and some elders and all that. And we had a march past.
Uh-huh. First time.
Yeah, first time. And you would be surprised. You know, what was the instrumental music?
Mm-hmm.
There was instrumental music on being played on a mic. They just went back and saw from where they got this music. There was a boy playing on a mouth organ.
Oh.
And there was a kettle drum and a kanjira.
Oh, wow. Live
music. It all started from that. I remember that particular sports meet for this.
Mm.
But, you know, it slowly evolved. In those days, we used to even have some events.
Mm-hmm.
I remember one particular match we had, which was Chancellor's 11 versus Vice Chancellor's 11.
Oh,
basketball
wow.
match. And both the teams had 99 baskets when Swami got up.
Oh, wow.
You know, it kept on going like that, you know.
Mm-hmm.
The baskets were on par.
Mm-hmm.
We used to even have pole vaulting.
Oh.
Yeah, those days.
Wow.
It was very beautiful.
So all the students used to participate?
Actually, yes.
Mm-hmm.
We used to have students participating.
Mm.
I remember Swami looking at the ground and saying that ఇక్కడ ఒక స్టేడియం ఉంటే బాగుంటుంది.
ఓ వావ్.
ఓకే,
ఇట్ విల్ బి నైస్ ఇఫ్ దేర్ ఇస్ ఎ స్టేడియం.
ది డే స్వామి సెడ్ దిస్ వాస్ ఎ సాటర్డే. ఓకే, అండ్ ది నెక్స్ట్ మార్నింగ్ యాజ్ వీ వేర్ గోయింగ్ ఫర్ దర్శన్ అట్ 6:30 ఇన్ ద మార్నింగ్, ఆల్రెడీ బుల్లకార్ట్స్ వేర్ అన్లోడింగ్ స్టోన్స్. టిపికల్ ఆఫ్ స్వామీస్ వే ఆఫ్ వర్కింగ్. ఐ రిమెంబర్ అనదర్ డే, ఇట్ వాజ్ 1983, టువర్డ్స్ ది ఎండ్ ఆఫ్ 1983, వీ హ్యాడ్ దిస్ గ్లోబల్ బాల్వికాస్ మీట్ ఇన్ ప్రశాంతి నిలయం.
కరెక్ట్. You had, I remember, I mean, my parents coming for this Balvikas meet.
Yeah. And it was in preparation for that, that Swami told us, you all don't come for darshan. Mm-hmm. I will come to the ground and give you darshan. You set the field right, you know. So we used to remove the pebbles and the bushes and all that. Every day Swami would come. And Swami would bring prasadam with him. And, you know, one beautiful thing which I remember is, one day as Swami was coming, you know that a place where a primary school fence is there, from there you can see the ground.
Correct.
Okay. Swami was with a government official, okay, some IAS officer, and Swami was telling, look at my boys, how hard they are working. And all the boys were working very hard. As soon as Swami came to the ground, everyone stopped what they were doing, came running to Swami. And Swami looked at that officer and said, see how different it is. In your place, it's only when the officer comes that people start working.
Wow.
That's what Swami said. And that was very beautiful. Another day I remember, Swami was right in the middle of the ground, you know, middle. It was just a slope from the hill, you know, slope. And as we were working around Swami, there were a few elders around Swami. Professor Kasturi was one of them, Warden was one of them, and all of them is. Swami was in a swivel chair, you know, and as he was just turning himself like that, he looked around and said, Kasturi, it looks like a natural stadium, no? He said. We hardly imagined that there would be an international cricket match happening there, and it would become a real stadium for years after. It was like when the Ganges starts, it starts as a trickle in Gangotri.
Yes.
And then when it comes to Haridwar and Rishikesh and all, you see that huge...
Swami is dropping those big hints in those times.
Yes. And... The sports meet today is like that, you know. And I remember those sports meet. I remember one of those sports meet, early ones, the girl students had broken some tiles and all that, karate. Okay. Swami looked at us with a mischievous smile and said, you fellows go pick up idlis and start practicing.
Oh.
So it was very beautiful, you know, in those days. The next year when we had sports meet, on the western side, you know, of the stadium, which actually boys had just named as Hillview Stadium, Swami came one day and said, hey, Per Bagunde. So from there it became, it was actually named by students only.
But Swami said, it's nice.
Very nice. Ide Per Patkuntam, he said.
Wow.
So it became Sri Satya Sai Hillview Stadium. Actually, the next year, there was a small shed, you know, put up there. And we had the sports meet in the evening. I remember as Swami came, there was a god of honor and all with swords, gleaming swords, boys came. And Swami was sitting there and watching the entire match.
So were there events or there were just matches in those days?
Yeah. In the beginning, there were only matches. Okay. In the year 1984... I remember this very distinctly, 21st November 1984, a month or a month and a half before that, Swami sent word to us saying that you prepare for a big program. Okay, it should be a nice program in the Hillview Stadium. So we prepared, every day we would practice and we would go only for bhajan to mandir.
Okay.
So on that day, 21st November, I still remember Swami, you know, Swami used to be so involved. Swami was running temperature that time. On the 20th of November, in that chill, I think Swami came and saw the rehearsal. You know, we had this torch display and all that. And then there was yogasana on ropes.
The first display had yogasana on ropes.
Yeah, yeah.
Wow.
Okay. Just a few months before that, the same thing had been done in our hostel for the hostel inauguration. Okay. Prashanalayam Hostel inauguration, which was on Christmas Day.
Yes.
So, this was there. And I don't know, the first such meeting itself, we had a beautiful illustration of ingenuity, you know. They had put a shamiana in the lower ground, and each group would get dressed there and run from there when the time comes. The Prashanalayam boys had wanted to make a pyramid, a huge pyramid, just like the Sarvadharma Stupa. On top of it, one boy will, last minute, he would take a Sarvadharma symbol and show. That's what he was supposed to do. Now, in the confusion, somebody tripped on the wire and the power went off.
Oh my God.
In the, when the power went off, there was an acrylic sheet in which the Sarvadharma symbol was there. And by mistake, somebody trampled on that and it broke into pieces. And they had already announced the program. So all boys are running there. And the boy who is supposed to lift this up, he is not even aware that it would not come to him.
Oh.
No, at that time, I remember a fellow PhD scholar, Narayan Sharma, his name was, a brilliant artist. He is no more now. Reed Swami's feet. Brilliant artist. What he did was, in that split second, you know, he just took a chart paper, put glue, and just put that on this acrylic sheet, leveled it and lifted it, it became one full sheet. And that was lifted and taken. And
wow.
At the last second, when it was to be passed to that boy on the top, it was passed. Nobody even knew that something like this had happened.
Amazing.
That was one thing. That particular year, another beautiful thing which happened was the Vrindavan students had put up a program which involved something like waves and boat and all that. You know, not only did they make Swami see the program, they made Swami come down and sit in the boat.
Oh my God.
He said, Swami, when we are passing through stormy seas and all, only when you are there holding the rudder, our thing will be safe, you know, our life will be safe. You know. Swami did come down, you know, and he was part of that.
Wow. So in 1984, Vrindavan boys also did?
Yes, they did.
Oh.
1984.
Wow.
I think they also did Beating the Retreat that year. A very beautiful program.
So it was like a 3-4 hours program?
Yeah, I think about it was about 2 hours or something. Two and a half.
In the evening.
In the evening it was.
So it was on Jan 11th?
No, no. This was on 21st November 1984.
Okay, on that
okay.
day.
Okay. On 22nd November, in the convocation address, Swami said this. He said, see, in order to impart true ideal education and mold the students as ideal citizens for the service of the country, the Satya Sai education institutions have been established. Many people have the notion that the students of our institutions are capable of performing only pujas and bhajans. Okay? This is totally wrong. Our students are ready to take up activities in the field of ethics, politics, administration, business and various other professions. Our students are achieving excellence not only in dance, drama, music, but also in arts and physical culture. The gymnastic feats performed by them yesterday bears ample testimony to this, Swami said.
Wow.
And as our students are unassuming and humble, devoid of pomp and show, you underestimate their excellence and underrate their abilities. That's what Swami said in his discourse.
Wow.
And that you can, more or less, I think, no, that can be taken as the beginning of the sports meet. After that, we had the sports meet year after year, we have been having. I remember many, many interesting things which happened. I'm not exactly going in a chronological order. One year, Vrindavan students wanted to put up this cricket master strokes. There's a huge, huge stumps, 25 feet. Okay.
Oh.
And huge cricket balls, 4 feet in diameter.
Oh.
Okay. It was very beautiful. And master strokes, various strokes. Some of the professional cricketers had come to Vrindavan to teach wise these. So, as we were practicing, it was almost somewhere around the 9th of January. As we were sitting in the canteen, two boys were in this particular item. They saw one person walking away from them.
Mm-hmm.
And one boy said, are you not familiar with that person? And he said, hey, yeah, it's Arjun Ranatunga.
Oh my God. He's a captain
Arjun
of the
Ranatunga
Shilankan.
Had come in disguise so that he will not be discovered.
Oh my God.
Okay. Because he was such a famous personality. So immediately the message was conveyed to the warden. Warden told Swami. Swami sent word. They went and asked him, sir, are you not Arjun Ranatunga? He said, yes. And then they said, sir, we have a program on 11th. You must please see it. He said, no, I am leaving tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Then the message was conveyed to Swami and Swami sent word to him to stay.
Oh my God.
And he saw that program.
Well, he stayed.
Yeah, he stayed. And so he was on the dais. He was called as a guest by Swami. Okay.
Wow. But when did it shift? Any idea you have, sir? From November, you said it first on 1985, it was November 21st.
86, if I remember right.
It moved to Jan 11th.
Yeah, I think. Mm. I'm not very clear that particular thing when it happened. But after this November thing, later on, it was only in January.
January.
Mm. So, Swami linked it with this Shankranti festival. In those days, what used to happen, on the 11th, we'll have these items. Then 12th, 13th, 14th, we would have the various matches.
All the matches.
And it used to be inter-campus.
Oh, inter-campus.
Shanti Nilayam Brindavan, we used to have like that.
Mm-hmm.
And all these races and athletic events and team matches.
So, all that used to happen for this 12th and 13th.
12th, 13th and on 14th we would have the prize distribution.
Mm.
It is only later that these items became so many that throughout the year it's held, like that.
Yeah.
From the beginning itself it's held. And at this time what used to happen was Swami would come. My earliest recollection of this is that boys would go every game, every match which was there. They would go, the captains would go and the players would go, sit in the front in the veranda and pray to Swami, Swami, today our match is there, please come. And Swami would ask, when is your match? They would say, Swami, after morning bhajans, we have match. And Swami would be there.
Oh.
Every single match, Swami would be present.
Wow.
Okay. We didn't realize this till, I remember one afternoon, I was doing my research that time. There was a volleyball match, but this match was somewhere in the afternoon.
Two forty-five
something they had arranged. And they told Swami that, Swami, this match is there at 2:45. I just heard this and I said, what a odd time. Definitely Swami is not going to come for this match. And so I went to the lab and I was doing my work. And it was time to go for darshan. So I was going back to the hostel, I said, why not go to the ground? I was going to the ground, I saw a small knot of people, maybe about 100 people, and it was drizzling. Okay. Went near, I found Swami sitting there, and one boy was holding an umbrella, and Swami was watching the volleyball match.
Wow, 2:45 in the afternoon.
2:45 in the afternoon. And amazing. I told you, every single match Swami used to come.
Wow.
I remember one football match, which these boys played, and Swami was so disappointed, it was a goalless match. Okay. at the end of everything, Swami would call all the players and give them namaskar.
Oh.
And he would sign on the volleyball, sign on the football, sign on the basketball.
Wow.
They would get a group photo. Wow. It was so beautiful. Swami's involvement was total, total.
I think that's what we have seen. Anything Bhagwan starts,
yes,
he would give it his full.
Full. Absolutely. Wow. He was so involved that boys would like to show something, time Swami comes, they would like to show something. Mm. And Swami would also find time. See, this that is a beauty. We who have we are not at all so busy, always think we are very busy, right?
Yes.
But Swami, who has the whole world to look after, he always found time. And every match he would come. So that is how it went on. I remember another event in the year 1991. For the first time, we had parasailing.
Brindavan was always the pioneer in aerosports. Yeah,
that particular year, this parasailing, this thing had just come to India.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, maybe a few months before that, and the moment this idea came up with photographs, the warden and some senior teachers came and showed it to Swami. Swami was very excited. See, Swami is always very enthusiastic. And when he saw this, he said, yes, you should have this, but keep it a secret.
Will be very childlike.
Very childlike. Keep it a secret. And we came here on the 6th of Jan. 6th of January we came. My afternoon Swami was there in the airport.
Oh my
he said,
God.
Hey, is it ready? I want to see it. So, you know, in this jeep, tows you and you go up in the air.
Mm.
And then slowly, you come down. When the jeep slows down, you come down. Swami was very, very happy about it. In fact, the Satya Sai airport was first used by the Vrindavan boys before any plane landed there. You always take a lot of pride in that. So this
and Swami came for the parasailing.
Yeah, yeah. Swami was there. Mm. And every single time Swami would see.
Mm. Wow.
And Swami would call those boys and give them namaskar, give them praise. And every such event, no, I remember when the parasailing, this thing was done on the ground. And that boy came down. Swami called him to the stage and gave him a huge cup with filled with chocolates.
Chocolates, yes, yes. Yeah, I remember those scenes.
So that used to happen. And we used to have these gliders, okay, and paraplane. And every one of them used to be, Swami used to be so excited. I also remember that there was one senior army person who had come at that time. And I heard him telling somebody else, you know, this is a beautiful sports program. I didn't know such a big thing is happening. They should have the latest, you know. Next year, you should tell them to contact me. I will be able to help them and all that, okay? And so the other person was asking him, what is the latest thing which has come? He said, you know, this parasailing something has come. And next year, we will get it off here. You just tell them to contact me and all that.
Mm.
And next day when you were sitting on the stage, you saw the parasail go up. Because it just kept such a top secret.
Secret.
Okay. So wow. That was one beautiful thing.
Mm.
And every year there would be beautiful things happening like this. There was a fire rescue operation one year. It's a huge tower, 60 feet. It's on fire, you know. And the people have to be rescued and how you rescue them and all. Can you imagine? This was as early as 1996.
Hmm.
Okay. Wow. And not only the presentation was a great pleasure when Swami used to enjoy it, but you know, the run up to that also had so many messages. You know, there was this gentleman by name Mr. Moiz Ahmad.
Mm-hmm.
He was a fire safety officer and he was a very committed man. Every afternoon, okay, after he comes back from work, he would have his food and just walk into the city. And the first school he sees, he'll go and talk to them about fire safety. That was his mission. He was a passion he had. Somehow he got involved in this. You know, he came for our, and he was very excited about it. And, you know, one of the things that we learned was that for a number of years he had been a teacher, instructor, and many students who had passed out of him had gone up to higher ranks and so on and so forth. Okay, this we got to know because one of the officers had come and while he was speaking, Mr. Moiz Ahmad said, I taught him in this year and so on. Just 3 days after he came to Vrindavan, suddenly we found that his uniform had completely changed.
Mm-hmm.
And he had been promoted.
Oh.
So this gentleman, he was very keen to see Swami. So when we came from Vrindavan, we brought him with us. And he was put in one of the round blocks. And one teacher was told to pick him up at some time, at 3:30 or something, because Swami used to come around 4 o'clock for darshan. So this teacher came at 3:30 and he found the room locked.
Mm-hmm.
And he waited desperately for him. 4 o'clock, he is not there. And the darshan music started.
Oh.
Teacher came back panting, saying, I don't know where he is and all. And anyway, Swami came round for darshan. And can you imagine our surprise? Suddenly from the crowd, Swami picks up Moiz Ahmad and calls him for interview. And wow. In the interview, Swami asks him, what is that ring on your finger? He says, Baba, I went outside. I wanted to buy one of these rings, you know, this is a 2 rupees worth ring. Swami said, why are you carrying such a heavy thing? Give it to me here.
Mm.
And he just blew on it and made it an emerald ring.
Wow.
Mm. And he became a devotee of Bhagwan.
Mm.
So, many such experiences, you know, watching all this. It would be such a delight for us.
Every sports meet, you have so many people from the outside world who get involved with us.
Yes, yes.
And at the end of the day, at the end of the event, you know, they have become different persons.
Yeah, different. In fact, almost every year we have this experience. Instructors come from outside. And in fact, Mr. Moiz Ahmad itself, I remember when he first came and he told us, see, I will just demonstrate it to you. You will not be able to do this because it takes 6 months to train and you have just 20 days. You cannot do this. Okay. Mm. And he showed us the most basic things, you know, in case of fire, how you connect the pipes and stuff. Mm. And on the third day, on his own, he brought the fire engine. He said, you're ready for it now. You learned this. Okay. It was just amazing. Mm. But I remember the sports meet for another beautiful thing which happened, which shows us that whatever your preparation, the ultimate safety is only the Lord's protection. You know, the ultimate protection is the Lord's protection. What had happened was that morning we had all this huge huge hut, you know, 25 feet hut being set on fire, and then the fire engine comes full blast and with all the siren, and we put off the fire and all that. The same evening, primary school kids were performing, and there was one Kaliya Nardhan scene where one kid was performing on Kaliya, a snake.
Yes.
That had been made out of some plastic material. Somebody burst a cracker and it fell there and the whole thing caught fire.
Oh my God.
Okay. And we were all stuck with all our training. We didn't know what to do, you know, at that time. Mr. Moiz Ahmad ran from the stage. You know, he ran. And you know, they tried to put off the... But the child continued to dance.
Wow.
Okay. Then when they found that they couldn't put out the fire, they lifted the child and kept the child down, and the child continued to dance.
Oh,
and
my God.
I remember on the pious distribution day, Swami mentioned this. And you said, did you notice this child was safe because the child kept on looking at me and I kept on looking at the child.
Wow.
You know, that is the power of the Lord's darshan, you know, that sudarshan. When he sees you, your life is saved.
All the time protected, yes.
So that was one very nice...
Come what may, if our focus is on him.
Yes, absolutely.
Then we will also feel his focus on us.
Yes, yes, absolutely. And there used to be always this experience. Swami would come. Every day Swami would come. And, you know, each campus would put up some item for Swami to see.
The rehearsal phase.
The rehearsal phase. You know, right from the time the campuses come, Swami would come every day, morning and evening, to see the programs. And he would be so particular about the march past.
Yes.
He would sit and see the march past. It was as if now he was blessing all the children with his by looking at them, you know. And this was one this thing where they were all walking past him. He used to be very, very keen about march past. I remember one of the earlier events when some program had been put up. The children were all marching very casually. And then Swami remarked, march past should be done properly because it instills discipline. And from the next year itself, Swami insisted that the entire, all the students must march. And so that's how the march past started. I remember till 2010. In 2011, January, also Swami came.
Yes.
You know, the day before, that is on 10th January in the evening, Swami came. And Swami sat there. He watched the entire march past. You know, normally what used to happen, there is one item, a mascot kind of a thing, which carries the flame to the top.
Yes.
You know? And students who make that, they are able to show it to Swami on the ground. And the day before, that is on the 10th, there will be actual rehearsal. It will go up the... Whatever elephant or crane or Hamsa or whatever would go up. This time it was Phoenix.
Yes.
In 2011, January, when Swami came to see this, he had come that day, you know. That was the only time Swami had come for the march past. And these people very badly wanted to show Swami at close quarters this item. But at the same time, they had to be on the top of the hill, you know. Because the duty demanded that they should show the entire thing.
Yes.
So, they were a little sad. They went up And the entire thing was over. March past was over, but Swami continued to sit for 45 minutes.
Wow.
And you know, these people had time to come down back and show. And Swami was so happy to see the entire thing and introduced all the boys and gave them namaskar and all that. Unforgettable moments. I remember after each campus makes its presentation, Swami would walk down.
Come down. Yes.
And take a photograph.
Yes.
You know, the group song time, no? Yes, Swami would stand there.
Every campus would
campus,
have.
Every campus.
Final formation.
Swami would come.
With Swami.
And you know, prompt at 7 a.m. exactly Swami would be there.
Yes.
And Swami would make it so special. One year he would come in that motorized chariot.
Yes.
Another year he would come in that Saab with an open hood. Another year Swami would come in a horse-driven chariot. I remember somewhere around 2000 or 2001.
Yes, correct.
He came in a horse-driven chariot.
Yes, yes.
You know, he would make it, and he would wear white dress.
Yes. Yes.
He would make it so special, so special.
Wow.
And he would applaud every single item he would applaud. And for the very special items which are done. I remember there was a year when we had this paraplane.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. When this paraplane training started, there was a person who had come from somewhere in Maharashtra, I think Pune. Now, this instructor was very good and he had trained the students. So, Swami came to see the entire thing and the students took off and landed and all that. But, you know, this is, it's not a fixed wing kind of aircraft, so gusts of wind are quite dangerous, you know, and particularly because ours is like a bowl, open bowl, you know, our stadium is like that.
Yes.
So thermals can push it up and down, create a lot of disturbance and all.
Temperature, air pressure, yes.
That particular year, Swami just told the warden, it's better you have a rehearsal, actual rehearsal, make the student land. Okay.
In the ground itself.
On the ground itself.
Because otherwise they are doing it in the airport.
Yeah. On 11th. They land on 11th here.
Only on 11th they do it on the ground.
But this particular year Swami told them to land on 9th itself. Swami said. So this instructor, after Swami had left, he was very new to our system. You know, he had come for the first time. And Swami spoke to him and all that. After Swami went, he went to the warden and said, sir, you know, I'll have to leave tonight. I'll have to leave tonight because I have a very, very important program. A VVIP is coming and somebody like the president or something. And I have to be present on the 11th. So I have to go tonight. And the warden said, you have just shown it to Bhagwan and Bhagwan has approved this item. And without you, without the instructor, we never do things, you know,
correct,
because we need professional help in such things. But the warden also told him, okay, now that we will discuss about this later in the night, you do one thing. You take off from here and you show the student how to land. Then he can take off again from here and land. So the student and myself, we started from the runway.
Okay,
and as he took off, he told us, I'll keep hovering around the stadium. At the right time, I'll come and land. When I see your Omni coming there, okay, Omni car, you know, Maruti, I'll land at the time so that you will get an idea of how it has to be done. And after that, we'll come back and you can do the same thing, he told the student. Now, as we started from the airport and we are coming, suddenly we noticed he was not in the air at all. We were very surprised. When he came to the Hillview Stadium, we saw him sitting crouched with his hand on his head.
Okay. Already landed.
He had landed and he was in tears. And I asked him, what happened? Then first thing he got up, he said, I'm staying. What had happened was, as he was flying on the top, you know, there are two long screws which hold the petrol tank. You know, it had happened that something had got loosened and one of the nuts had fallen off. So he could hear that this thing poking into the propeller. And he thought it's gone, because once the propeller breaks, you know, in this particular paraplane, somebody on the ground will start the motor for you from behind.
It's not in front of you, it's behind you. It will start it for you and then you move forward. As you give throttle, the air fills the parachute kind of a thing. And that becomes a wing, aerofoil wing. Okay, so this man realized that he is going to fall like a stone. And he says, in a second he thought of his children and family and all that and said, Baba, save me. And the next thing, when he came down, he landed. He found that the entire ground which had been practicing, suddenly they had all moved out. And it was safe for him to land. And he realized it was Swami's grace, you know.
That he landed safely.
He said, I don't care for anything. I am going to stay here. He stayed there not only on that day, for a couple of days later also.
Oh my God.
And when he landed, what he found was the other nut also had got loosened.
Oh.
So like this, lot of things happen, you know.
So there was, apart from this five element, there was a sixth element.
That was always there. Swami's protection.
Swami's protection.
Swami's
yes.
protection, really.
Wow. Even in this year, I mean, we had the small skirmish. I mean, you had the two bikes.
You know that in the morning, Vibhuti had come on the keys.
I saw those
Vibhuti
pictures.
Vibhuti had come on the keys. Yeah. Just talking to the warden, Prashanthalim warden. And he mentioned to me that they kept it in the altar. And Vibhuti had come all over it. And you know, you saw, as soon as they, there was that small clash kind of a thing, they were what had happened was, because of the dust, they couldn't see each other.
I mean, the bikes zip-zapping, crisscrossing. Yes. Wow.
And going at such a high speed.
High speed, yeah.
And there were so many bikes behind.
But nothing changed. I mean, that was fantastic.
Yeah,
I mean, it was actually quite a thing. But, you know, everything moved on as per the plan. I mean, really Swami's grace.
You really see Swami's presence. You see Swami's presence in events like this, which happen, you know, unexpected events, accidents which could have been disastrous, just turning out to be bruises kind of a thing.
Absolutely.
Also, you see Swami's presence when you see the love in the eyes of the students. The enthusiasm with which they want to offer things to Swami. You know, that is a beauty, you know.
Yes.
Earlier, it was Swami's physical presence. Now, Swami's presence in their heart, you can see it so beautifully, you know, the kind of satisfaction they get, the kind of joy they get presenting it in front of Swami.
It's
unbelievable, you know, you just have to be with them during the events when they are preparing to see how much of hard work goes in, you know, for any of these dramas, sets boys work throughout, they keep working.
Because
all day long
they set up such huge sets.
Such huge sets and carrying it all the way from different places.
And it has been dismantled and you have to again set it up here.
Set it up here. And when they come here, they don't have too much of time. They have just about a week in which they have to set up the whole thing. Very, very difficult. But you know, they do it so beautifully. I remember one year, one drama. I think it was the Jayadeva drama. You know, suddenly, all the boys had gathered and it was the final formation. Okay. And suddenly, the CD stopped. Okay. You know, when a CD stops, it goes back to the beginning.
Yes.
And you know, the boys were automatically singing. So, nobody realized that the power has gone.
Oh my God.
It was so beautiful. And then, when the power came on, it started off, it continued. It's so beautiful. Another event I remember is this. You know, our Radio Sai Raghuram.
Yes, yes.
He had got injured in that accident that year.
Yes.
And he was bedridden. He was in the hospital. But, you know, the participation is always total. So somebody said, how can we leave out Raghuram? Let's make him do something. Can you imagine? He was lying prone like that, you know. He could not do anything. Okay, his hands, legs, nothing, all.
He's a quadriplegic.
So nothing, he could not do anything. But somebody said he has such a nice voice, no? So why don't we make him read the introduction?
Wow.
Okay, so his voice was recorded. And for that drama, his voice was played, you know.
Amazing.
And the whole drama got over. Then Swami went down to take photographs and to everyone's surprise, again his voice came on the this thing, starting the introduction. Nobody knows how it happened, you know. It was so beautiful. No? Everyone was in tears. When we realized, you know, he got one more chance to say pranams to Bhagwan, Vrindavan campus presence and stuff like that, you know. So beautiful. You know, when you do it with all your heart, the Lord accepts it.
Yes.
With so much of love.
And you can see how Swami, I think every sports meet, every cultural item, it is only a beautiful saga of how Swami is reflecting everybody's devotion, isn't it?
Absolutely, absolutely. And you know, it is like Swami is giving them an avenue to express their devotion to Him. Each in his own way, you know. There's so many students who take part in dances. They have never danced in their life. And you know, they learn dancing for the first time.
Yes.
Okay. Like that in every item, boys take part with so much of zeal and so much of enthusiasm, so much of love for Swami. And because of that love for Swami, everything goes on perfectly.
Absolutely. Wow. It's really so amazing, you know, as you were mentioning about how students now feel Bhagwan in their hearts. You know, other day I was thinking that, yes, the students of earlier generation had the opportunity to bask in the divine physical proximity of Bhagwan. And you know, you always saw Swami sort of outside. You wanted to please Him, to do things in front of Him as Swami is sitting there outside. And then, you know, slowly when the physical proximity chances reduced, so you had to slowly sort of internalize Swami. And, you know, it was little, a challenging phase for many, you know, because you have to do that even as you see Swami outside. And once Swami left His physical form, then this whole process came on to an accelerated pace. I mean, each person had no other choice but to see Swami within. I mean, there is no other way. And so finally, you know, after now 5-6 years, everyone is sort of in that zone where
it is like the inner motivator himself becomes a spectator.
Yeah.
You know?
Yes, yes, absolutely. Inner motivator. Yes, correct.
He was always the inner motivator.
Yes.
But now the physical form had separated itself to be a spectator from outside and give the joy, to see on his face the various emotions.
Yes.
And now that same scene, I think, is happening inside.
Inside, yes, absolutely. But I was thinking, for the coming generation of students and the current students, you know, this whole process is short-circuited. They begin their journey with Swami, thinking of Swami as Swami who is there in me.
Yes.
They have already internalized Swami, you know.
Yes. See, after all, it is like that only, isn't it, Prashni?
Yes.
Because, see, avatars come once in a while.
Yes.
When they come, people have the chance to see the physical form. But even otherwise, the avatar's influence is always there, no?
Yes.
Means Lord's influence is always there.
Always there,
The entire creation goes on.
Absolutely,
So, we are at that cusp, you know, we see both. We are seeing both.
We are seeing both,
So, we are seeing Swami reacting when something happens. You know, the pride in Swami's face when he sees the primary school children marching.
Yes.
You know, that pride. We had the privilege of seeing Swami as, you know, all the earlier days when Swami comes, Swami will be the mother. On that day when Swami comes, He's the chancellor. And, you know, all the VIPs, He would look at them when you have a motorcycle jump or a ramp jump or something through the fire. Swami would look at them, you know. Did you see that kind of?
Yes. I mean, this what
and
pride. I mean,
so much of joy watching Swami in that role, you know.
In fact, I remember how after the sports meet, we used to sprint to Mandir from the ground.
Yes. Because everyone wanted a group photo.
Group picture.
Swami.
And Swami used to give.
Yes.
With every event group.
Yes.
You know, because we would have got a picture, group picture as a campus in the ground. After the Prashanjalam campus, the Vrindavan campus, Swami would come down as you were mentioning and you'll get a final formation picture with Swami and then the formation is complete.
Yes.
And after the event is over, you dash.
Sprint.
Yeah, you sprint like you're possessed to Mandir and you form your groups in Cyclone Thal and Swami would come and again give pictures, you know, the stick fight group or whatever, the Tandava dance group or whatever, you know.
And you know, beauty is, see, in 2011-12, I used to wonder about this, you know. Earlier, the privilege of getting prizes from Swami's hand.
Yes.
I remember one beautiful incident which happened. Mm. One of those years, Swami said, we'll have staff sports.
Hmm.
Okay. And there was a 100-meter sprint, and I got the first prize.
Oh, wow.
So I was very excited. Mm. And Swami is coming to the auditorium for giving prizes. Swami had gone to Bombay just before that. He selected prizes and bought it all the way from there. Oh. He was very excited about it. And Swami had trained some students and teachers and told them, see, first prize, these are the items for first prize, these are the items for second prize, and so on. So that morning, around 8 o'clock or something, I suddenly looked into the mirror and saw that I had not shaved.
Okay.
Okay. And I saw that I didn't have a blade.
Oh.
Razor. So I borrowed somebody's razor, had a neat shave, and went to the prize distribution function. When my name was called out and the item was mentioned, the person who had been designated for this, he took something else and gave me some flask or something and gave it to Swami. Swami said, no, not this, and showed one box. So that box was so that person gave the box, and Swami gave it to me and gave a namaskar. I came back and saw it was a Supermax blade and razor.
Razor blade.
So everything would be like that. No, it is designer made. The Lord's this thing is always designer made.
He's constantly giving us messages.
Yeah, constantly. Wow. You know, I used to wonder at that time. See, the desire to get the prize from the Lord, participation would be so great. Now in 2012 onwards, I mean, maybe the participation would come down.
Come
the participation has not come down.
Come down.
In fact, this year, the 10,000 meters race which we had in Vrindavan, 135 students participated and completed.
Wow. So it's like half of the hostel.
Half of the hostel.
Wow, amazing.
And 10 kilometers race is quite grueling.
It's quite a thing. Wow. In fact, I remember once Shivsankar Sai sir sharing that in 1 year, Swami came for prize distribution and he gave the prizes, and as he was leaving, Swami asked how many boys got prizes, and I think he mentioned 100 or 200. Compared to the hostel strength, I think there was perhaps maybe one third or less maybe.
Yes.
And Swami said, no, why? What about the other boys? Why don't you ensure that everyone gets
Everyone should participate. Swami is very particular. Everyone should participate.
And that is how, in fact, we were doing this discussion about Vedas at that point in time. And Shivsankar Sai just remembered this because he said, that's how we started so many competitions. Vedam pair, Vedam group, Vedam explanation,
correct,
Vedam,
correct.
You know, stotram.
And now we have clay modeling and, you know, poster making and stotram chanting, orchestra.
Yeah.
You know, there are innumerable avenues.
So Swami wanted that every film is the institution should be able to give avenue, as you are saying, for any talent to
because basically
prosper.
I think it's like
blossom.
This the purpose of education, Swami says, is self-confidence.
Yes.
Okay. And every child, you know, is good in something.
Yes, something. So we
so
have
Swami
to honor
gives an avenue for the child to shine in that.
Yes.
And that self-confidence rubs on to the other fields.
Yes.
Now that's why we find that every child who goes to Swami's education system is a marvel,
is
a success.
Wow. I remember also in those days when Swami used to give a comfort giving prizes, you know, it was the same. I mean, at that point I used to think whether you get 5 prizes or you get 1 prize, it doesn't matter, because anyway you go to Swami and, you know, you'll receive it from Swami's hands and you'll get a Pad Namaskar. And that is what the prize that you're really
that
looking for.
Real prize.
It doesn't matter, you know, in that there are 2 chocolates or whatever, 2 pens, whatever in the bag.
You know, the prizes would also be very, very good prizes.
Yeah, I know. Prizes used to be fantastic. Everyone was surprised. Very, very expensive
very
stuff.
Expensive ones. And, you know, in those days, Swami used to give digital diaries and all.
Yes,
when it was just out in the market.
Yes.
Swami would choose prizes like that. He would keep, you know, whatever comes, he would keep.
Pillal ki,
he used to say and keep.
It is surprise every year. what Swami would give.
Wonderful.
Wow. But ultimately, Swami was giving everyone the gift of
himself.
Of himself.
That's
so beautiful.
That's the most beautiful thing.
That's the most beautiful thing.
Most beautiful thing is, whether Swami gives a pencil, or he gives you a pen drive. Each one packaged is Swami himself.
Swami himself.
You know, that's the beauty.
Yeah. I think these are really very, very life-defining moments for every student, isn't it?
You know, you never know when one such thing, yes. kind of makes the child blossom.
Blossom,
makes
yes.
the student blossom.
Yes, yes.
Okay. One yeah. small thing like this.
Yes. Well, we know that all these extracurricular activities, all the different cultural activities, be it dramas or music programs, as you look back now, you see that each thing was only another opportunity for Swami to shape those students. That's
yes,
all.
Yes, that's all. One more chance for interaction.
One more chance for interaction.
That's
yes.
all it is.
That's all. Mm. The beautiful thing is, even now it is happening.
Yes. We talk of all-round development. No?
Yes.
Actually, there's a student in Vrindavan, okay, who lost 25 kgs. Can you imagine?
Wow.
This year, he was on the top of the grid.
Wow.
In the first line. He had lost 25 kgs because mm. Swami told him, hey, Pakoda, lose weight, do exercise.
Wow.
So he took it so seriously.
Seriously.
That when he went at the end of the year, mm. you know, his mother would not recognize him.
Wow.
So that's the beauty. Mm. So the all-round development is when you are round and you are developed into your shape.
Shaped, yeah. Literally and figuratively, yes. Wow, amazing. Beautiful, sir. I mean, it's really such a heartening feeling, actually, when you see the sportsman. I mean, every time you see the sportsman, you are only filled with joy and you are all the time only amazed at Bhagwan's love working
yes.
through all the
yes,
students.
Absolutely.
And I think as a warden, you watch it.
Yeah, being the warden gives you a ringside view of all these.
Yes, yes. yes yeah.
Gives you a ringside view.
Yes.
I remember 1 year when the parasailing thing first came, after we practiced everything, suddenly, we got to know that since we were doing it in Andhra Pradesh, we can't carry those parasails here.
Mm-hmm.
Because it belonged to NCC.
Mm-hmm.
It's state-wise, it's organized.
Yes.
So they said, sorry, we can't give you the parasails. Can you imagine?
I mean, <you're
laughs> and Swami is so excited about seeing it here.
Yes.
So then Timaya Academy of Adventure, they said, you know, we have this parasails which have come from some European country, which is stuck in the customs. You know, it has to be certified from some director of explosives or something. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the office is in Dehradun. If you get it released for us, we'll allow you to use.
Okay.
Okay. But when was this? This was somewhere on the 3rd or 4th of January. And 6th we are coming off to Parthi.
Yeah.
And you can't come empty handed. Okay. This is a sudden crisis, you know. So as the warden is wondering what to do, suddenly one boy walks in and he says, sir, I want an accommodation slip for my parents who have come from Patti, sir. They are on their way home. So they'll be here for half a day. So the warden writes the thing. And as he gives the slips, he just asks the boy, you know, what we heard was a letter must formally go from here to Dehradun. Okay, and then that officer must see it and he must sanction it and then, you know, in those days there were no email and all that.
Yes.
So by post it takes so many days.
Yes.
So we were wondering what to do. This boy comes and he gives the accommodation slips and casually asks him, where are your parents going? He says, Dehradun, he says. Oh, Dehradun, oh, please tell your parents to meet me. He said, my parents and my sister has come, sir. And so they come to the office before they're leaving and the warden has got the letter ready and he thinks at least he'll kind of crunch that time, no? It takes. So he just tells the father, see, I have this urgent letter to give somebody. Will you please be able to hand it over? It is very urgent. As soon as you go, you must hand it over. So the father takes the cover and he says, sir, can I read this letter? He says, yeah, you can read the letter, why not? So he opens, reads the letter and gives it to his daughter. And the daughter reads it and says, yeah, it can be done, because she is the PA to the person who has to sign this.
Oh, oh my God.
I mean, how beautiful. And so the next day the signing was done and somebody from Delhi went there, picked it up and came to Bangalore. On 6th we have the parasails ready.
Oh, wow.
And when you see all this, as a warden, you get a chance to see all this, you know. That's the privilege of being a warden in Swami's institute.
Wow. So life is
with Swami is not just exciting, it's exciting. You keep seeing. I mean, the sight of Sai in everything, actually.
It's such a joy to be given this privilege of doing something for Swami.
Yes.
Ultimately, it is Swami who does everything.
Who does it? I mean, that
and as you get into this role, you realize it even more.
More. Yeah.
Because there are times when you can't do anything.
Yeah, anything, yes.
And you know it, you just pray to Swami and it happens and you realize that it's happening only because of him. It's more and more you are convinced.
Yes.
Of God's intervention, of Swami's intervention in our lives.
And we have to keep telling ourselves, I am nothing, I am nothing.
Yeah, exactly.
And then see how everything works out so wonderfully.
Yes.
The way he wants it. Wow.
When we learn to be in touch with him.
Yes.
Everything works out fine.
Fantastic.
It is only when we stand in the way.
Yes. That's when he does once in a while something to remind us of who actually
he has. He has the safety pin ready to prick the bubble.
Yes.
He's waiting and he loves to do that.
Yes.
Loves to do that. The moment our balloon becomes big, he allows it to go and then just slightly apply the safety pin touch and we know where we are.
We are back to safety onto his lap now. Wow, wonderful. Thank you very much, sir, for coming to the studios. I mean, a sports meet, perhaps will just flood you with so many memories.
Thank you, Prashti, because as the sports meet goes on, you're so much involved with the present sports meet that you forget the old ones. Every one of them has been such a beautiful experience. Every one of them.
Mm.
And so I feel so happy that you made me reminisce on all this.
And I'm sure, I mean, all the listeners too enjoyed it because, I mean, this is what is Sai Bhagavatam. I mean, this is what will, the only thing that can give us eternal joy.
Yes, eternal joy. Can any number of times you can think about this and still feel blissful.
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 Wonderful. Thank you very much, sir.
Thank you, Prashti.
Saram. So dear listeners, that was Dr. Ravi Kumar, the warden of the Vrindavan campus, sharing with us his beautiful moments of being part of the sports meet of this year, 2018, as well as taking us through the several sports meet that he has been fortunate to be part of and to see Bhagwan's love at work. Dear listeners, so with that, it's time to move on to afternoon satsang. Brother Prem and Arvind are waiting to take over. Next week, we will be back with a fresh episode of Outside Inside, Deep Inside. If there's any interesting topic that you'd like to be discussed on Outside Inside, Deep Inside, anything in Prashantanidam that fascinates you, anything that you'd like to know more about Bhagwan's life, mission, Prashantanidam, please feel free to write to us. As always, you can write to listener@radiosai.org and we'll be happy to discuss that in this segment. Thank you so much for being with us. Sai Ram.